Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means that it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committer. Yep. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm standing outside in front of my house. I'm going to take a look into the mailbox, see if I got any mail. Nope, the mailbox is empty. So that's the mail check for today. And now it's time for the chicken check, because I got the seeds. We got to go up here and find us some chickens to give them to. Oh yes, Gray Chicken sees me. She's standing at the door. There's some other chickens flopped around. They haven't noticed me yet. Oh no, they're starting to look. They're starting to think. Oh my goodness, what's going on? It's chicken seed time. Hi, Bok Bok. Yeah, you guys want some seeds? Here you go. Oh, they're yummy. And the three new chickens, one of them's, you know, bathing in the dirt, flopping around. These chickens don't know that it's chicken seed time. Come on, birdie. This bird's in the sun and kind of hot. That bird is panting over there. Yeah, it's going to be a hot one. I'm in direct sun right now. It's only about 22 or 23 degrees. But it, not only is it going to get hot, it's going to get stormy. It's humid right now. There was a small thunderstorm last night, which was most interesting for the cool, you know, like Doppler effect of the thunder. I was sitting at my synth and the thunder started up and it was in front of me, the thunder. And then like 30 seconds later, boom, 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 the thunder was behind me. Hey, chill, you guys. Chill. Chickens chill. All chickens chill. Buck, buck, buck. So anyway, there's big storms coming. Or at least that's what they're saying. So we're not going to go anywhere today. We're stuck indoors today because it's humid and it's going to get hot and it's going to get stormy. And there could be tornadoes. Yeah, there could be tornadoes, chickens. Hey, don't peck each other. Eat the seeds, not each other's heads. Yeah, Brock. So, yeah, if there's any tornadoes, you'll hear all about it on the Dubious Goals Committee. Because we got good tornado coverage. Oh, on the DGC, I'm going to dump the rest of the seeds in the side of the coop here, or the chicken run. Come on, get some seeds. You like them. They're delicious. Yay, I for birdies. Okay. Man, sun is beating directly down on me and I don't like it. Okay, so, hi Squirrely. There's a squirrel running around. Let's go take a look at my lawn. Yeah, so we got a little bit of a storm last night, so it rained a little bit. And I was afraid it was going to wash all the grass away, all the new grass, but no. Yeah, I'm checking these spots. It's looking kind of good. I think the new baby grass has rooted. Jeez, look at this, got washed away. Doesn't look like there's much growth over there. But I think we got roots down, and I think this means I don't have to water today. So that's good. That's good. That's one less thing I gotta deal with today. Hooray. All right, let's head back inside. Kind of slept okay, but when I woke up, my toe was hurting. Nice and cool and dry in my house. Why do I get the feeling when I'm going to have to turn the air conditioner down a little bit more? Oh, worry about it later. Yeah, I woke up. The big toe on my right foot is... Oh, when I woke up, it was itchy. But it was itchy on the inside. It was like joint itchy. And it was like, I think if I walk around for a little while in the house, this will probably... This will probably straighten out. but it's kind of annoying in the meantime. Oh, and I just remembered, he says, as he looks in his refrigerator. Yes, it wasn't a dream. Hooray! I went to the store last night. It was kind of hot yesterday, too, so I went to the store when the sun went down. Because I had to get some waffles and some sausages. What else did I buy? Oh, some cottage cheese. And, did I buy any food at all? Did I buy any lunch-type food? I got food. But more importantly, I decided to buy some drinks. But I didn't buy drinks so much as I bought drink-making ingredients. Yeah, I went to the liquor store that's attached to the grocery store, and I bought some drink mixers. I got some more of my Manhattan mix. And what I wanted to do is get some almond syrup and some lime juice, and I was going to make some Mai Tai flavored kind of stuff. But they didn't have the almond syrup, but they did have Mai Tai mixers. So I've got Tropical Mai Tai, non-alcoholic mix. And I also bought some banana puree mix. Because I like making delicious, delicious tropical drinks. That's for true. I also really like doing stuff on my synth. And I did do some synth last night. I unpatched that sort of not super great thing that I was doing. And once I unpatched, while I was unpatching, I realized, oh wait, I don't want to unpatch that weird thing. The weird thing being the thing with the mad monk, where we're giving it all kinds of weird modulations. And so I thought, no, I want to work on that some more. So I kept that. But if you need to remember what that sounds like, it sounds like this. Oops. I said it sounds like this. And once we get the modulation going, open the filter a bit. So once I had that going, I thought, you know, I think that requires a beat. Yeah. Maybe more beat? Yeah. Maybe more percussion? Oh, that gets confusing now. But it's fun because I can do things like this. Once I got this far, I started realizing, you know, we could do cool stuff with that cymbal-y thing, by which I mean this. It's a little faint, and I don't want to mess with the gain right now because it'll screw stuff up, but we can give that modulation. So it'll do stuff like this. Oh, it's the wrong one. This is our variable soundy thing. And why doesn't that one work anymore? Oh, that's right. That's going into a different thing now. I forgot that I changed some of this stuff around. Okay, so this one's just random. Sounds pretty cool though. And then we've got this one. It's just high and low. And there is a pattern to it, but it's two patterns crashing into each other, so it just makes a longer sort of pattern. That's great. Seems like I did something else. Okay, that's always high. Or is that one always low? This isn't even on. What am I doing? Oh, right. Some of these need to... It's a long story. But yeah, we got this sort of random one. And where's the one that goes down? Found it. So there's that. And it goes well with this. Thing is the foon. I added a foon. Let's listen to the foon. Is that in the right place? Maybe we need to start this over. Yeah, and I don't have this on a VCA yet, so this just runs until we start it up again. Seems like it drifted. Did I have a little bit more into this? Or did I adjust it at the last second last night? Yeah. I think I had it around like this originally. That's not it. particularly breathy there. Toned down. Where do I like it? There we go. It's not the same every damn time. Anyway, so yeah, I have this sort of basic thing. And I kind of like it. And I'm wondering what all I want to add more modulation to, because we've got lots of modulation. And we could put that on stuff. What would happen if we put some LFO on this, for instance? Train wreck. But we also have the filter, and we've got, this can be interesting. Here, let's do this. I'm going to throw some LFO into here. And this gets weird. But it's pretty random with LFO. But if we were to do something tricky with some tricky modulation, then that would be cool. And then there's the filter on this guy. And that seems like a real no-brainer. Throw some modulation on that, right? Yeah. And I was also thinking about running the Mad Monk through a VCA. So that when we stop it, it doesn't do this. Because, let's face it, that's kind of annoying and dumb. And if we run through the VCA, then we can give the VCA modulation and create some, well, you know, utter hell. Oh, didn't land that one. We could potentially do something crazy, but how crazy do we want to get? Yeah, well, you know me. let's push this as far as it'll go. Let's see if we can break some stuff. Okay, so patch cables. Short patch cable, we need to go from modulation channel number 5, and we're going to go into CV1, yes. Okay, give me the thing. And we're going to set our filter threshold right about there, I think. And so, what needs to happen? Well, we actually have to start this up. And why don't I have any? Where's my hello? What is happening here? Suddenly things are strange. But I just realized why this is strange. This is set for bipolar. How do I unbipolar it? Like that. Okay. And what was I? Oh yeah. Now we gotta set us
another level here. So what level do we want? Well, first we gotta set it on high. Go high. Too high? Oops. Let's go half. Quarter. Okay.
I think quarter is what we want. So if we do a thing, so let's put in some functionality here. And we're in 5. Interesting. Maybe not enough. Let's do this. That needs to be more.
Let's go up to half.
There it is. Maybe we should go faster. Okay, that's cool. But let's try a different pattern. Let's just go like this. We're gonna go 6th. We're gonna go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Punch it in and hit it. You know what else we could do? We could use triggers. The magic trigger machine is running. We could do a thing. What happens if we take this up to 16th? Cool. All right, let's just make this down ramps. That's fun. But that's not what I want to do. What we're going to do is, now that we got those rampity ramps in there, we can trigger those from outside the box. And what are we on? Let's try this. I'm just going to plug a cable into the magic trigger machine, and then we're going to plug the other end of the cable into the input of that modulation channel to trigger it, and that'll give us something like this. Turn it back on. Okay, hear those two blomp bounce. Those are offbeats on this cymbal. No, not that cymbal. This one. So there could be a relationship there, if anybody's interested. What happens if we make these quarters? Yeah, this stretches. Makes it more yodely. Okay,
let's plug this into something else. That's fun. But we also have this.
And that's pretty crazy.
Still not on a VCA, but who cares? This is awesome. Okay, so if I turn this knob, I can adjust the pattern of accents. It's subtle because I'm using the B channel, but wow. Performance could be so much fun. Well, me. All right, let's go back in here. Subtler. But this one gets affected more when you turn the knob. Turn the knob, Tobe. And the best part of it is, we can control this knob with CV2. So that could get nuts, but guess what? You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. In the Delta.